When I was 21, I went to a private party for a very good male friend of mine. Along with myself, three of my best girlfriends were also invited. We got ready at my best friend's house. She had the best bathroom, the best mirrors, the best lighting, everything. We had all gone shopping together that day for a new outfit, just for this party. My two friends were single, in college, but me, I was married and already had a child. My husband knew the friend that was having the party, but stayed at home with our son so that I could have a girls' night. I was wearing a pair of jeans with holes in the knees, the thighs, and yes, a slit under my right butt cheek. I had on a white t-shirt that revealed my navel and my pierced belly button. I was wearing open-toed sandals and my hair was down, straightened, down to my waist. We entered the party, making a pact that we would stay together at all times. About 2 hours into the night, myself and one of my other girlfriends had to go to the bathroom. We had just ordered drinks, so we asked another person we knew, a male, to watch our drinks while we went to use the ladies' room. When we returned, he handed us our drinks, and we started drinking them. These were our very first drinks of the night. About 20 minutes after we began drinking our drinks, myself and another friend started feeling very intoxicated. Let me remind you again, these were our very first drinks. And our speech was slurred. I could barely walk, and my friend kept saying she didn't feel right. We knew something was not adding up with the amount of alcohol we had had, so we immediately went outside and got in my vehicle. The next thing I remember is being interviewed by police officers. At some point during the time we got in my car until we were found by police, both of us were only wearing a pair of panties and our shirts. I do not remember what occurred at all, have no recollection of the events, but from what we were told, we were both assaulted to some level. We later found out that we were given a date rape drug at the party. Because this was a party for a very good friend of mine, I was in shock as to how this could happen, but later realized there were people at this party I had no association with prior to the party. My friends and I were not flirtatious, we weren't looking for anything, and we were not dressed to deserve being taken advantage of. I later found out that I called my dad and told him I wasn't feeling good when I got to my car, and that was how the police were called. Even with their quick response, these cowards, I will call them, found enough time to take advantage of us when we were not even coherent due to the date rape drug we were given. The result of this event never had a conclusive ending, and whoever did this to us, well, they are still out there. And I am certain they have at least attempted this with other women, too. I do not feel ashamed of my story, because I know I did all I could to be safe that night, and have learned that you can never be too safe, as there are people in this world who will prey on any opportunity they can.